here with the National FFA Secretary Jackson Sylvester from the state of Delaware. Been a year of opportunities, to say the least. What has the year been like in the blue corduroy jacket serving as a national officer?
I've got to say, I've been really, really fortunate throughout the entirety of my FFA career to live in a multiple different jackets. I've had a chance to live in a middle school member jacket all the way to a high school, just member to chapter officer to state officer to national officer candidate, and now national officer. And I got to say that even though every jacket's been a little different, it has really been a unique experience in every single one of them. Obviously, this year has probably been the most unique experience I've had in an FFA jacket, but this year has been absolutely incredible. Being able to live inside this FFA jacket for the last year has honestly meant the world to me. It has been incredible to travel across the country and meet FFA members exactly where they're at for exactly who they are. And that was exactly why I signed up. That's why I put in my name in the hat to run, is because I wanted to go and meet FFA members and hopefully bring the encouragement that they needed to recognize that they can truly reach any height in the organization that they set their minds to. And it has been all that in a bag of chips. It has been absolutely incredible. I wouldn't trade it in for the world. And it's a tough scene to know that it's coming to an end here in the next few days.
Now, coming back from a year, you really wanted to meet people where they were at, in an untraditional experience, maybe from the work experience, not necessarily college. Just reflecting back, have you served those FFA members?
Yeah, to be honest, I believe I have, and I believe I have to the best of my ability. I'm far from perfect, but I've worked really hard to ensure that those FFA members know exactly why they're here. Recognize that they have a really good spot in this organization, but also to show them that, that isn't something that is defining. There are a lot of really high quality students in our organization who that is just their route. That is the journey that they're on. That's the path that they're interested in taking. But sometimes it feels, when you decide to take that journey, that it's wrong or that you're not as qualified. And to be able to go and continue to encourage FFA members that, if that's our route, live it. Get in that car and drive that path if that's what you want to do. And that's not something that defines us as who we are, but maybe that's a little bit more of how we evaluate our character, how we treat one another, and how we learn to serve people. And so learning to go and speak to FFA members and hopefully be that voice of reason and that person for them, so they can realize that they can truly do whatever it is that they're interested in. Anybody in this world can do anything as long as you have the hard work and determination to do something. And so just challenging FFA members, no matter their background, no matter what their future journeys or paths look like, but to encourage them that all of our journeys are a little different, are all a little unique, but with a little bit of hard work and determination, we can accomplish anything we set our minds to.
And when you're looking at the quite past few years in the FFA jacket, go back to your first year. What would you say to yourself in your middle school FFA jacket right now?
Yeah, that's something I haven't thought about a whole lot, to be honest, and I probably should have. It's a constant reminder of what my first year in FFA looked like. In fact, my mom's got a picture hanging up in her house with me in a jacket that's about six times bigger than I am. I'm in my very first National FFA Convention, and I got to say, if I had to go back and give myself one piece of advice, and I think it's something that we all commonly, may mess up on a time and time before, but is that realize just what's here when you got it. To be honest, it's realizing that, every second, no matter if you're here as a national officer and your time is coming to a close, or you're a first year FFA member, it's your first competition, your 10th competition, or you've competed a million and one times, recognizing that every second of every day is really unique, and we don't get that second back. And the only way that I feel as if we can find ourselves unsuccessful in the way we choose to live our lives is not being there for that second. This is something that I struggle with majorly. I'll be talking to Eric, who I typically room with, and one of my famous lines is, I'm not one to remember much, but if I remember something, it means something. There's a good chunk of my FFA career where I truly don't remember. I feel when I think back to those early days, and that's something I truly kick myself for. Realize the opportunity and the people working for us to have these experiences and really cherish those and hold on to them. Because I promise, as somebody who's coming to a close in just a couple of days, I wish I had them.
Now, when you were an FFA member, what were some of those memorable experiences, whether it was competing or whether it was attending the National FFA Convention?
I got to say, a big one for myself and most of the FFA members is going to be this convention. You know, I all the time, it's this time of year, and I've been getting a million and one Snapchat memories and people sending to me. But typically, me dancing and singing in a state van driving to Indianapolis. You know, and so I love it, just the camaraderie that you felt around your peers. You know, the chapter mates you got to do things with. Because in all reality, I haven't had the same people in my FFA family for more than a year or two since I was in high school. Like, you know, if you think about it, the people that I was an incoming freshman with in my high school, we were FFA kids together for an entire 4 years. You know, but once you graduate high school, if you continue through the organization, it's typically a new batch of people every year. So that's something I really miss. I miss going and doing events with those people, and I still cherish those memories and events close to my heart. And so realize the people that are around you. You know, recognize that, you know, you can have a good time doing just about anything if you have the right people around you, whether it's national convention, a smaller district conference, state convention, or you're just riding with them to a chapter meeting. You know, soak in those memories you have with those folks.
And naming maybe one or two experiences that were most memorable from this past year as a National FFA officer, what would you say?
Yeah, I've got to say, it's kind of funny because this is going to be a big bookend moment. It was going to be one of my very first experiences as well as one of my very last. When I hit the road for FFA week, I went to New Mexico. And for a boy from the East Coast, that's a big culture shock. You know, I had never heard of a reservation, never been on one. To be really transparent, didn't even think about it or recognize that they were truly something besides in a Western movie. And I got a chance to go visit the Shiprock FFA chapter at the Navajo Reservation, and that really changed my perspective of a lot of things. It changed the way that I view the world, the way that I choose to live, but also made you really respect those people and their culture and their passions and the way that they choose to live life. It was really, really eye-opening. And that was a FFA week during the middle of February, but we're going to go ahead and jump all the way to my last week on the road, the last week of September. I was traveling through the state of Missouri, and I got invited to go to an FFA chapter's Ag Olympics. Now, you know, I've been to a handful of Ag Olympics. It's typically maybe an egg toss, a three-leg race, maybe some cornhole. This chapter had a little something different in mind. They had been soaking a chunk of the grass behind the school for 4 days in water, and then decided they were going to throw a volleyball net on top of it. And we played mud volleyball, which then soon turned into mud wrestling, which ultimately resulted in me being head-to-toe caked in mud. It took me about 3 days to pull the mud out of me, and I thought I got it all out, and about 2 days ago I found more. So it's been a wild year. Those are some of the memories that I'll hold on to for the rest of my life, and it has been an absolute blast to have a chance to experience those. I got to thank FFA for all that they've, you know, the path that they've paid for me from the time that I was a middle schooler all the way until a national officer. But, you know, it's because of the organization that I get to experience things like that, and I would challenge everybody to dive into that degree so you can reap the benefits of our organization.
A lot of opportunities, and that was the 2021 through 2022 National FFA Secretary from the state of Delaware, Jackson Sylvester. I'm Michelle Stengler with National FFA.